You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, of course, you'll remember the scandal, I suppose you could call it, around Redisa, which for the last 4.5 years has collected R2.30 per kilogram for every tyre or casing imported into or manufactured in South Africa. So put another way, taxes on your tyres have since 2013 totaled 2.2 billion rand. And all of that money has gone straight into the account of this organization, this public fund organization called Redisa. And the first person to expose the things that have gone wrong at Redisa is investigative producer at Carte Blanche, Joy Summers. She joins us now on the line. Joy, good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Hi, Bongani.
What was the money that Redisa received? What was it supposed to do?
Well, it was supposed to create 10,000 jobs. It was supposed to lift a whole lot of people out of poverty. It was supposed to create a recycling industry from old tires. They were going to make oil, make tiles, all kinds of different products from the tires.
And did they?
No. They didn't hit their targets at all to quote Vanessa Benderman, who was the chief director at the Department of Environmental Affairs, no.
I mean, your initial expose was in 2015, and the department, of course, launched its own investigation. And that's basically how the story grew legs. Tell us about what that uncovered.
Well, as soon as we'd done our story, about a week later, the department themselves launched their own investigation. It was supposed to take 3 months, but they've been busy with it right up until now, actually. And they struggled to get documents, they struggled to get information from Redisa themselves. The minister was deeply concerned that there was no governance, there was no oversight. They claimed accountability, but the department says that it was actually malicious compliance. But, I mean, the minister was also concerned about misappropriation of huge amounts of money.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, what, 2 billion rand has poured into Redisa's coffers since it began? Where has all that money gone?
Not all of that would have been misappropriated. But
sure. But, I mean, the point is the scale of the project was huge.
Yeah. So, look, a lot of money went on huge salaries. People were excessively overpaid. The directors themselves received dividends of 121 million rand, even though that was actually against their own, Redisa's own memorandum of incorporation, which is kind of like the company's rules. They spent money on yachts, fancy houses, fancy cars. We have payment schedules that shows that they spent fortunes on all kinds of luxuries, overseas travel.
The one thing that I find interesting about this story is, of course, the involvement of the ANC's Transformation Committee. That's Enoch Godongwana. Now, he is alleged to have received money in all of this as well, with a lot more to come had he been able to deliver on certain undertakings.
Yeah, so according to the forensic report, and you must understand that this investigation by the forensic investigators is not over yet. So they're still busy updating, and the forensic reports are not complete. But what they seem to have uncovered at the moment is that Enoch Godongwana's company, Isivuna Consultancy, was receiving 100,000 rand a month since 2014.